Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. I hope you are doing well. I am doing well. I got the legend, Rich Tandler, live from the Lazy Boy. RT, how do you do, sir?
Hey, doing great.
And we only have one half of meat. Only Pete Haley is on the podcast, and Tandler's nervous because Mitch is not there to mute him, so Pete has free reign in the podcast studio. Pete, are you going to behave yourself?
I'm going to do my best, although I do miss my other half and Mitch.
The good half.
Yes.
Not to mention, so I am driving to the Atlanta airport. My mancation in Augusta has come to a close. Really, like, the two most incredible days of my life. I've done a lot of sporting events. That place blows everything away. And, you know, for the safety nerds and the lawyers out there, I'm using a hands-free device, so don't worry about me.
Good.
Atlanta has arguably as bad of traffic as D.C. I also want to point that out for our good listeners out there.
And at least that airport's really not crowded, though. You'll have a nice, relaxed time there.
Pete's already talking too much, Tandler. Are you getting nervous?
Yeah. I just wish I had that mute switch right here, but
sorry.
It also took Pete three tries to set up a conference call. How much of a mutt can you be?
It was really stressful, and I know I was testing you and Tandler's patience, and that only made it worse. I'm kind of sweaty in here right now, actually.
Tandler, how annoyed were you during that debacle of 25 minutes where Pete couldn't figure out a conference call?
Hey, my time really isn't worth much, you know. I don't have other things to do besides sit and wait and... could be done with this podcast by now, but other than that, it was fun.
Taylor's the best. All right. Some news, man. RG3 to the Ravens. What do we make of it? I'll start. I am glad for Robert. I think it was a joke. Some of the guys that were in the league last year and he was not in the league. Robert is a lot of things, but he's a good dude. I saw people on Twitter like, watch your back, Joe Flacco. I'm not quite sure about that. RG3 has to prove he can get through a season healthy. That hasn't happened since maybe ever or certainly 2012. But I'm glad for him. He deserves a job in the NFL. Taylor, what say you?
Yeah, he should have a job, but, you wonder if he can make it through the preseason without, colliding with somebody, without not sliding when you shouldn't slide, without not stepping out of bounds. I mean, there were two things that I think kept him out of the NFL last year was the kind of the circus atmosphere that he would have brought would have been lowered certainly after 2017, but all the attention it
right.
would have brought. And I think that's pretty much gone now, but then it's the injury factor. I mean, he got hurt in his first game with the Browns. How can you have rely on a guy as a backup quarterback with a track record like that? The guy comes in and then boom, you're on your third string before you even know it. So I wish him well. I agree with all you said at the top talking about him there. I wish him well, but I just wait to see how it turns out. And no, I don't think Joe Flacco has to watch his back.
Well, and do they have another QB? What's their
Other guy is Josh Woodrum, who I think was a rookie last year, is very young. So it makes sense for them to get another more experienced backup in there.
What do you think Griffin has left, Taylor?
Good. You know, once again, can he stay? If he can stay on the field, I think he can. You know, I think he can move the ball and get some things done out there, be productive. But he's got to be able to stay on the field, and until that happens for 2 or 3 games, I don't think we're going to really know what he has.
Well, and I wonder where he is as well in kind of like elevated offenses and you know, making the reads, going through his progressions. But I think at this point in his career, he's got to know that he can't rely on his legs like he once did. And, you know, and he has said plenty of times that he is entirely capable of being a pocket passer. And I think if this thing's going to work, he's got to prove that. Here's what I know, dude, is Ravens preseason games just became must-watch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as boring as the preseason can get, that's kind of fun. I'm excited to be able to watch RG3 in August.
And, yeah, I mean, they could come to FedEx.
Rotation. Right. They play the Ravens every year in the preseason. That preseason game will be chaos.
It will be fun.
Pete, did you ever own Robert Griffin III artifacts? Do you have a jersey or a T-shirt, any of that stuff?
So I never got a jersey, but I got one of those Griffin III nose Nike T-shirts when they were doing that like bow nose type thing. And then I screwed that up in the laundry. It got the like logo ripped off. So then I bought another RG3 t-shirt that says Hail to the Third. So I have 2 Griffin t-shirts. Never got a jersey, but I mean, 2012, there's no season like that for me as a Redskins fan. 2013, 2014, 2015 RG3, I don't really recognize that guy, but 2012 RG3 is permanently frozen in my mind as someone who I will just always be thankful for. I love his YouTube highlights. So I'm happy for him, and I hope he does well in Baltimore.
Well, and I think we are often dismissive of you, Pete, but in this case, if you're a young fan, if you're under 25 or maybe even 30, 2012 is the best season this team's ever had in your lifetime. And it
easily,
was,
yeah,
because of Robert, right?
They were the talk of the league. They were transforming. They were ahead of the curve. I mean, that game in Dallas on Thanksgiving, oh my God, I could name off every play. That was the year him and Santana Moss, 8 touchdowns. He like revived Santana, so I'm thankful for that. Just, I was at the game where he had the Vikings run. Just so many memories etched into my mind. I do have one more thing. I had the RG3, like his first, the day they traded for him, my sister left a note outside of my door that says, Redskins trade up for 2nd pick, RG3, here we come. And I still have that pasted up on my wall. So I'm getting a little emotional now thinking about it. I'm happy for him. And for guys who are excited about Tiger coming back to Augusta, this is a little bit like that. Very, very different, but a little bit. You get to see your hero come back and see if he can do something.
Taylor, okay,
I think we let him talk too long there. But
I was just going to say, I actually think Pete did good there. So the kid stays in the picture.
Cool.
Right. I think I wonder, dude. I mean, there are still Redskins fans beyond Pete that are adamant, crazy RG3 fans, and I wonder if this will move that needle at all, that these guys start watching and maybe even going to Ravens games, or at least in the preseason when they know he's going to play. I'm interested to see how that all shakes out. I also think enough time has passed. The Shanahan era is long gone at this point. Like, Titans fans can just have good, fond memories of RG3 now and not worry about all the other kind of junk that happened.
And Kirk's gone, so like the comparing of RG3 to Kirk is kind of over. It feels like now you can kind of just look back and be happy about it instead of getting into arguments with people all the time.
Taylor,
yeah, there are no links. Or what?
Right. It's no longer the Kirk Hive versus the RG3 truthers or whatever the hell all the terms were. Alex Smith is in town. Like the whole situation is entirely different.
That's true.
Do you think he starts a game this season, Taylor?
The over-under, putting the over-under at 0.5, I'll take under.
But Flacco's been pretty durable except for the year he blew out his knee, right?
Correct.
All right, I think that's enough RG3 talk.
Can I do one tease of something we have, JP?
Now you're really pushing it.
No, this is good stuff. So we're doing draft lookbacks here at NBC Sports Washington with like a little minute and a half videos of Jay Gruden's drafts and the Devin Thomas, Malcolm Kelly fiasco. And we have one coming up of RG3 and Kirk Cousins. And there is so much good old footage from their early days of RG3 and Kirk talking about each other and the dynamic. So that's going to go up, I think, maybe next week or in the next 2 weeks. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And that is a really cool 90-second trip down memory lane.
All right, good deal.
Thank
Enough
you.
Real quick for the record, real quick. Flacco, 16 games played every year since 2008, except he missed the last six in 2015 without ACL.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Here's what I want to do. Chandler, I, as you know, and are somewhere between jealous and just your normal grumpiness, I have been in Augusta. I have been pretty much off the radar. What has been going on with the Skins draft-wise? Have they had the visit with Vita? What about Duran? There's a lot of stuff that's been going on. Update me.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that they have had the visits yet, but they are definitely coming. Vita, Vea, Washington, nose tackle, massive, 347 pounds. The favorite of many fans to be the Redskins' number one pick.
And
he is scheduled to visit. Yes.
Mitch Tischler's all in on Vita.
No doubt. Daron Payne, favorite, who I think is more of a versatile, more of a three-down guy. Not that I think Vea will just play in base and come off the field, but I think Payne brings you more in nickel situations. Also scheduled a visit sometime in the next week or so. So, they are on the radar there. That doesn't mean they're going to draft. Doesn't mean they're going to draft them. Obviously, a visit is just a visit. And then Monday or Tuesday was LSU's pro day. And actually, I'd heard about this like a week before it happened. Bruce Allen and I guess some others had dinner with running back Darius Geis the night before that. So obviously there is some interest there.
So are you still saying 0% chance of Geis at 13? Because it's not 0%, dude.
Yeah, at 13. Yeah, I'll stick with 0 at 13.
Taylor,
and
so
maybe,
binary.
But I might open it up. I might, if they trade back late teens, early 20s, I will take away my 0% on that. Then I'll go.
Ooh.
I'll go 10-15%. But
at 13, crazy.
It would just be a dumb pick. I think they make mistakes. I don't know if they're always the right thing, but I don't think they're that dumb. And I just think it would be dumb.
Taylor, going hard as usual. I don't know if I told you guys this. I got to meet Darius at the combine, and we hung out for 10 minutes or so and chatted. Impressive young man. He's what you want in a running back in that he doesn't lack confidence. You know, with skill position guys, you kind of want that edge in your skill position guys that think they're faster, think they're stronger, think they're better than everyone else. And I think he has that. I on record, I think Geis is going to be a really good running back in the NFL. I just don't know that running back is the position of need for them. We'll see what happens. Pete, I know fans are all over Geist still, right?
Yeah, he's still blowing away Tremaine Edmonds in the draft bracket. Actually, that just wrapped up. I can pull up the final numbers, but he's one of the most popular guys on our Facebook Lives. People really just get jazzed up for running backs.
Yeah, they do. People love skill position.
Here's the final numbers. 111 votes for Geist, 52 for Edmonds. So he doubled him up, which I'm pretty shocked by.
Well, the name people need to remember is Minkah Fitzpatrick. If he's there at 13, they're taking him 100%.
Nice.
So I don't know that he'll get there. Taylor, you think he gets there?
I don't think he gets there, no. But you know what? They might be looking at either him or Derwin James getting there. If one doesn't, the other one might. And I think James is a guy they also would have to turn in the card on.
Yeah.
And you feel that way about Denzel Ward, too, don't you, Taylor?
Yes.
He's not getting there.
I don't think he'll be there.
I don't think
what?
I think Denzel's top 10 lock. I think he's the first corner off the board. We'll see. I think their number one priority is trading back. But a lot of teams want to trade back, so I'm not sure they'll get it done. Do you agree right. with that, Taylor?
Yeah, maybe if Fitzpatrick or James are there at 13, they might, that might be good enough trade bait. I don't think that a quarterback I could say Lamar Jackson, but I don't think he gets past the Bills at 12. So I don't think it's going to be a quarterback that's trade bait, but maybe James or Fitzpatrick could be.
Indeed. All right. Any other business on the books? Taylor, did you ever get an update on the salary cap? For next year, and I know there was something you wrote about Phil Taylor that I found pretty interesting. Didn't you have a stat nugget on Taylor?
Yeah, it was not necessarily a stat nugget. Just looking at, okay, if he makes it and plays, he will have been out of the league for three seasons, missing three full seasons, and you kind of wonder
16,
if that guy, yes, if he can make it, make it back. And there have been a few guys. There was a running back. This was, I think, in 1998. Robert Edwards, as a rookie, gained 1,100 yards for the Patriots. Then in the Pro Bowl, as part of the Pro Bowl, they had a
football
game in
blew
the
out his
stand.
Right?
Blew out his knee. Like everything in his knee got blown out. Three years out of the game. Yeah, came back, played 12 games for the Dolphins, 107 yards. That was, one and done on that. But, he did make it back. Ricky Williams, he didn't miss three in a row, but he missed three out of 4 years, essentially.
He wasn't injured, right? He was just, like, smoking weed?
Yeah, he was, traveling around.
Right, yeah. That's kind of where the analogy on these other ones breaks down, because it wasn't due to injury, just time off. Michael Vick. Missed almost three full seasons.
Well, how about, I'm looking at one right here. How about Tim Hightower? Didn't he? He 12, 13, and 14 were all nothing.
Yeah.
I was going to bring him up, and then he popped back with the Saints.
Yeah, 375 and 548 and 15 and 16 for the Saints. So he had some success.
Yeah, but I'd also add running backs a lot different than running backs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, blowing out your knee is different than your quad muscle.
Right, and I went through in the article and, talked about some guys that made it back, and then I mentioned, I believe you brought him up the other day, JP, Adam Carriker suffered a similar injury at age 28, and he just never could get back in the game. He got some tryouts, but just, passing the physical was a problem, and he just didn't have enough to make it, so... we'll see. I guess the Redskins like what they've seen out of Taylor, so far. And we'll see what he does. It's hard to put odds on him making it, but it is possible to come back after missing 3 years. But, it may or may not happen for him. But he does have a chance. That's the important thing is, if he doesn't have a chance, he can't make it. He has a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. All right.
Yep.
My last note from the Masters, I got into this area called Berkman's Place, which is basically like Las Vegas, man. It's the most unreal experience. They have laser replicated green. So they have a 16th green, a 14th green, 16, 14, and 7, I believe. What you don't see on TV about the Masters, I don't know how anybody keeps it on the green, honestly. In some of those spots, I think being down there, you don't understand how hilly it is. And I'm not, it's not like hills. Like, these are like, you're climbing mountains. Like, right. The 18th hole is straight uphill. And for the golf nerds out there, when you're going uphill, you add, 10, maybe 15 yards to the yardage. I think you got to add like 30 yards to the yardage because it is straight uphill. Incredible weekend down there, or week, I guess. And do I hear this right? I'm coming back and it's like snowing at home. What the hell's going on up there?
Yeah, they're talking about snow on Saturday.
It's April, dude. Get out of here with this snow.
Yeah, winter is coming and it's just never leaving.
Chandler, can you do something about this?
I will try, but I'd be ready for snow on Saturday.
Chandler, are you picking me up at the airport?
Not a chance. But
I appreciate that, buddy.
Thanks for asking.
Do you want me to come sleep in your basement, JP, as like kind of a welcome home? Hey, we can hang out, or is you good just after the podcast party?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just
absolutely
checking.
All right, gentlemen, thank you. Oh, dude, I got a new idea, Chandler, that I'm volunteering you for that you don't know about.
Do it.
We'll see how much you like this. Chandler had a good idea on the last podcast. You guys are the best. You leave us reviews.
Yep.
You subscribe, and
yep.
We appreciate that. But Chandler has a new idea where it's called Tell Your Friends. So now we want you to tell your friends to subscribe and leave reviews on the podcast. And here's what Chandler's going to do. Everybody that tells their friend and then their friend subscribes, tweet that story at Chandler, and Chandler's going to retweet you. And that will be fun. What do you think, Tarty?
Sure. At Chandler NVCS. Go right ahead. I'd be happy to help you out there.
You know, whatever your Twitter handle is, if you're at Sweet Lou, you say, hey, Chandler, I got my guy at Johnny5 to subscribe to the podcast, and bang, Chandler gives you a retweet. And you can put a funny GIF on there. You can put a picture on there.
Yeah, what I was thinking is if you text it to your buddy, you can put the screenshot of the text message conversation, put that in the tweet.
Yeah,
there's a lot of avenues you guys can take.
So that's the plan.
And getting retweeted by Rich Chandler is big time. You will find your life changes a little bit after that.
Yeah, man. Taylor's a heavy hitter on Twitter.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough a few times.
It was probably an accident.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a couple of accidents. I try to be, selective about
it. He is stingy.
Which is why you don't get it often.
Right.
Exactly.
I am very... much like me in real life, I am very freewheeling with the Twitter retweet.
Right.
That's why I'm getting Chandler to do it. This is a big one. So tell your friends, folks. All right. Pete, Chandler, thank you. As always, you made it this far. I owe you a beer.